Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 25. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. These are more Proverbs of Solomon, collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat? When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or other gold jewelry. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you sick. Don't visit your neighbors too often, or you will wear out your welcome. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Singing cheerful psalms to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather or pouring vinegar in a wound. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. You will heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty. If the godly give in to the wicked, it's like looting a fountain or muddying a spring. It's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honors for yourself. A person without self-control is like a city with broken-down walls. Once again, that was Proverbs 25 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Many of these proverbs are about how to be a good leader. God gives us leaders to help us grow closer to Him and live out His mission on earth. In this proverb, we see that wise leadership pays attention to the voices, information, and people that we allow to influence us. Likewise, we want to be wise about how we use our influence. Effective leaders choose their words carefully. Even when interacting with other leaders, patience and wise words are crucial. Effective leadership is a skill and a spiritual gift. Surrounding yourself with wise leaders is a solid biblical practice. One of the hardest proverbs to understand is verse 2. God conceals things, but the king's job is to search them out. This does not mean that God hides everything, but there are things in life that require questioning, searching, and investigation. The Lord is not against questions, He invites them. One of the most important things a growing leader will do is ask questions. Jesus asked people hundreds of questions. Questions provoke people to think and get to the heart of the matter. Questions also help a leader grow if he or she is asking the right questions. Great leaders are lifelong learners with a growth mindset. They are curious, they ask, quote, what's next, end quote, and they are eager to grow. If you want to find future leaders, look for the people who ask questions and enjoy learning. Invest in those who are not content with what they already know, or the way things already are. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How are you using your influence to lead others closer to Christ? This week, how can you practice a growth mindset by asking questions and determining a, quote, next step, end quote? What action step will you take today to lead yourself, then lead others with godly wisdom? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.